While blazingly fast 5G might sound attractive to many who have grown up in the internet era, there are significant health and environmental concerns relating to 5G radiation that are not being properly addressed, which may have profound implications both in short and long term. By the by, international airplane traffic is grinding to a halt today. Why? Because most of the planes that fly international, the big ones, have the radio altimeters in them that use the spectrum that's near where the federal government sold the 5G spectrum. Now, one must think, did they do this intentionally? Mrs. O'Connell could have a Maggie Minute on this because she has a theory on this. Well, I'm gonna develop your theory for you, dear. Would your average millennial trade, you are now free to move about the country, willy-nilly airline travel for virtual travel where they don't have to go anywhere and they just do it on their stupid phone? What do you think? If you had a vote on there, what would you say? I would say that the majority would take the phone over the travel. So if it comes down to that, maybe that's the gambit. I don't know. It's just one thing to throw out there. It's a theory. Dr. McCullough, if increased internet speed and reliability are the end goal, then fiber optic connections would be a far better and safer way forward. By the way, we have fiber optic here at Studio D. We have fiber optic at the church homestead. I am trying to play Cullen Bohannon, where the new location of Walsing and West, the new Crusade Channel, farm-to-table radio station and development complex is going to go because it's in the middle of nowhere. fiber is near enough to where it could be run, but I'm getting nowhere in trying to get the people that have it to run it. And fiber is cheap. Once the fiber is laid, it's cheap, it's easy, and it's safe. The only thing that can get in the way of a fiber connection is if you cut the glass. Yes, you actually have to cut it. It's almost limitless as far as what we would call bandwidth goes because it doesn't function like that. He's right about this, Mercola is. The problem with fiber is it's grounded. It has to be connected. So you had to be running around with a fiber-connected smartphone or dumb phone or whatever you wish to call it. And Mercola continued, indeed, we need more wired connections and fewer wireless ones as it is. With 5G, microwave radiation exposures will so massively increase, there's no doubt in my mind that mankind will eventually end up regretting this short-sightedness. Remember that no one has problems with the faster speeds of 5G. No one. What any serious student of health has concerns with is that the data are being distributed wirelessly, when in most cases the data could be distributed easier and less expensively over fiber optic cables. So what you have here then at some level, again, is a monopoly, or the two monopolies, Verizon and AT&T, basically trying to do an end around their wired surface networks. In other words, trying to force me out of a wired grounded connection. So you don't need fiber anymore. We have 5G. Well, what if I don't want 5G? What if I want grounded? What if I want fiber? This is the gambit. Yeah, Aaron, you would know. Aaron in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat says, fiber is easy to install. Hey, Aaron, I installed it here at the studio. They ran it to the post out there. And I ran my own cable to it. The dude showed me, goes, plug it in here. Run your wire here, plug it in there, and they'll give you a piece of cable with a connection on the end, and then plug this end into the modem. Piece of cake. Mercola. Again, this is back in 2019. Unlike the 4G technology currently in use, which relies on 90-foot-tall cell towers with about a dozen antenna ports on each, the 5G system uses small cell facilities. Have you seen one of these little Terminator-like monstrosities? They're going to be sticking up out of every sidewalk and every medium-sized and all large-sized cities. If they're not already there, they will be. They look like something out of one of these futuristic dystopian sci-fi movies. There's no getting around it either. The surveillance network will now be complete. They won't even need cameras because 5G imaging will allow the images to be gathered simply by bouncing the waves off of you and recording the pattern that returns to the tower, to the little tower. Church, play. They're scaring the children, and you're making that up. I'm not making it up. Remember, the 5G people and Zuckerberg and all them, they're boasting and bragging about the ability to use the 5G towers now to create the Pokemon holograms. And each one of these little towers has about 100 antenna ports. These cell bases will be mounted to already existing infrastructure such as utility poles. Ultimately, many, if not most, homeowners can expect to end up with a 5G cell base mounted right outside or very near their home. Like hell. You're not putting one of those things on my property. As noted, a Federal Communication Commission representative during a February 6, 2019 Senate Commerce hearing, no 5G safety studies have been conducted or funded by the agency or the telecom industry, and none is planned. Now, you're vibrating these frequencies at these higher rates with increased wattage. That stuff's going to pass through a human body. Now, again, you can mitigate. You can mitigate the waves so that they can bounce off and give you a sonar image, if you will, if you're within earshot or within transmission range of one of those towers. In short, there's no telling exactly what might happen to our ecology and the people being exposed to this novel wireless technology 24/7 once it's deployed. Here, play fantasy with me for just a moment. Is today the day that Skynet actually launches? For the Terminator movie? Is today the launch of Skynet? We already know. We've seen the robots that they're making. We already know they hate us. We already know that they're capable of killing all of us. We already know that they might even desire to be able and to carry out the killing. Why not just use the 5G zappers? Where'd you get the image of the 5G tower that you put in the chat room? So that's an actual 5G. It's disguised as a light pole. It looks like a light pole. Folks, I'm telling you. These people don't do anything by accident. There's another image in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, where you see the difference between a 4G tower, which has those gaudy-looking big giant transmitter relay gizmos sticking out of the top of it, and a 5G, which looks nice and serene, doesn't it? Oh, it blends in with the environment. Silent killer. Billy Payne points out in the chat room, they are using public right-of-way and calling it a public utility to avoid any zoning requirements like required for a larger cell tower. That's right. Gee, I wonder if my street then becomes public right-of-way, Billy.
That plan from Verizon was submitted to several Texas neighborhoods. They were going to replace all of their streetlights in that neighborhood with those.
And did the neighborhood go yes?
Yes, they
did. Oh, they did. So you're now you see, gee, I wonder if BlackRock, buying up all these housing developments, I wonder if BlackRock may just say, hell yeah, you can install them. As a matter of fact, we'll do it for you.
Install them,
and we'll sell you everyone that lives in here's data. This is a data mining apocalypse that's coming here with this. Which is why I wanted to start the program with it today, because I think it's important. So Schaefer says it's all about tracking humans in the chat room. That's right, Schaefer. You got this one sussed, buddy. That's what I started with today. This is an expansion of the spyfare state. Look, we all know what these people want to do to all of us. And again, it is not to improve the human condition. It is to transfer wealth, and in order to do so, they have to find new and inventive ways to suck it out of you. This is a new and inventive way.